serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Welcome back. We are at The Ridge tonight, live here on WQ Country. I'm Dave Collins, and our third guest joining us here tonight is Janet Raymer, head coach of the CSC Women's Basketball Program. And, Coach, welcome in. Good to have you in. Kind of feels like basketball weather a little bit tonight, doesn't it? It's icy, snowy. Feels like wintertime.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. It's a week ago when we were playing scrimmages and exhibition games and that, it was kind of like, wow, season's here. And then this week happened, and the weather's crazy, and it's like, wow, we're like mid-season with this kind of weather.
Yeah, this is like when we're in January at Western Colorado or something.
Yeah.
And it's cold and icy, but it feels like basketball season. And so, Coach, we've got it. I love to get into the season preview and really dive into the schedule and the team and all of this stuff with you. So let's jump into what we got this season. Friday night is when things get started. Texas A&M Kingsville is here. Just the excitement level you've got and the team has. Maybe describe how excited they are to jump out there and play the games.
You know, as a player, it's always very exciting to have games. Practices get old. They've gone through a long preseason. We had a slow progression through. We're ready to compete. So they're very excited for that. They're excited to play against someone else and really, truly be on the same team instead of having to compete against each other all the time. So it's an exciting time, and as a player, you like to have those games for milestones and trying to see where you're at.
Absolutely. So the roster you put together, 22 players deep this year. You got a lot of people in jerseys to choose from, and what's the strategy and the advantage that you see in building a team with such big numbers like that? How's it going to help you?
You know, this stemmed from the COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, I expect to trim those numbers down a little bit in the future, but it's really positive for us right now. We have 18 practicing. We have 16 who are game ready, meaning they're not injured. They're practicing, and they're not redshirting. And so 16 is a good number for us.
Yeah.
And it's a strong number. We have depth. We have a lot of different strengths. And I feel like we're not very limited when I look at the bench. And so I feel that we can do a lot of different things this year if we want to. We can focus on one thing if we want to, but we have the tools to be able to change things up. And so with those bigger numbers, it's high competition in practice. And then just gives us flexibility in what we're trying to get done.
And it just feels like year after year, depth, because you can see how important depth is within this conference, being able to bring the right people in for the right matchups, or if there's a foul every 5 seconds getting called on that particular night, or if illness or COVID like happened. That was so tough for you to coach through that year with the COVID situation and roster depth not being what it might be this year. Just having some warm bodies helps.
It really changed my perspective on the numbers. Now, that hopefully won't happen again in my lifetime.
Yes.
You know, but you do have to plan for some of those things where I do, like, in general, I like to have a bigger roster anyway. And we've really gotten into, we've improved so much that we're able to redshirt some kids, and that's really improved our program. And that helps us to give the depth. And when you look at our roster now, you look at some of those kids that redshirted a year ago, and I should be calling them young women because they truly are. They come in after being here for a year, and the confidence level, the knowledge, the ability has really gone up.
Yeah, yeah. Coach Janet Raymer with us here tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank, live at The Ridge. You return an All-RMAC candidate once again in Shea Powers. She's just awesome. Really a couple of strong seasons for you already. What are you ready for her to do this year, and can she break out even more and continue to just show us that the sky's the limit for her?
You know, Shay's a really special player. She works really hard, really hard. You know, when she came in as a freshman, she could barely play 15 minutes. She had her hands on her knees all the time. She was really tired, just trying to make it, trying to understand what's next. And now she's winning sprints. She's leading and we expect her to do a lot, really. She can play for a long time. Her motor has gotten really good. She's phenomenal, really. She's just going to keep getting better.
Yeah, she's a great, great player, and three veteran guards will join her: Coach Sam Worrell, Emily Atcher, and Olivia Waffle. What are you looking for from those three this season? Emily got injured. We didn't get to see her all the way through the year, so it's got to be nice to have her back, too.
Yep, they all bring some stability and leadership, and then just a calmness on the court because they've been here, and that's really what we look for them to do.
Coach, new faces and new players that you think might have a big impact this winter, looking up and down the roster and seeing some of the players that got significant time at Northern Colorado in your exhibition, there's going to be some new people out there that the fans will want to get to know. Who are you excited about here early in the season that could be contributors right away?
I feel like that's almost an unfair question because we still have a lot of young ladies who are proving themselves, who are earning time, you know, just in that period of time, things have changed. So,
wow.
You know, a couple of them, if I were to mention some names,
sure.
Kira Tanabe, she's going to be a phenomenal point guard for us, or even a two guard. She's very exciting to watch, and I think the fans, as soon as they see her, won't forget her. Owadi Okoye, she's a really big post player, and when she decides to get going, she can go. Then there's, I mean, I could keep going and
yeah.
going, and I would finish at the end of the roster.
Right, and that's what I was going to get to. Now, it sounds like in your answer with that question that there's really a lot of competition for the playing time, and you're seeing players have maybe some really good days and then maybe off ones and trying to figure out how to consistently perform at the level that you're expecting, but also pushing each other to be better every day by competing hard, and that not everything is really solidified, and that's okay when it's only game one coming up Friday.
You hit it. That's exactly right, and that's kind of what we're looking for consistency, but with that, it's still that competition every day.
What challenge or goal did you give to the team kind of heading into the off season that you said, hey, if we really focus on this in the off season, we come back next winter, we're going to be able to find some success and maybe make a push towards that RMAC tournament? Was there something you really had them try to focus on?
Well, going into a postseason or into a summer even, it's difficult to really have a well-rounded answer to that because a lot of times they're going to be on their own.
Yeah.
And so shooting, skill work, that's really what they have to focus on, and becoming a better player. And then once they get back, we can focus on the team aspect.
Mm-hmm. More individual stuff and get up 500 shots a day or work on this, work on that. And you just have to really put your trust into them to do it on their own, right, to have the discipline to do that.
Right. And we can give them goals, but we can't check in. You know, NCAA doesn't allow us to have that time or that feedback.
Uh-huh.
And so no summer workouts truly can be forced.
Yeah. So. It can be mentioned and maybe encouraged, but not forced or scheduled, right?
I have confidence that they did put some work in.
If they didn't, it'll show up in the preseason practice and game time on Friday night, and then you can adjust from there. But Coach, you got a chance to see your group in action for the first time on Friday. Last week, an exhibition game against a D1 opponent, Northern Colorado. Type of games you get to go in and, like you said, face somebody else, see a little bit of what you got, give the girls a chance to get on the floor. What do you feel like they got from the experience, and what are the things you noticed about the team that night?
One of the big ones, we found some weaknesses, and so we were able to, I look for weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what I do. That's my job. And so we found some weaknesses that we could work on. And then the positive, we found some lineups that I liked, and some kids earned some minutes that I wasn't expecting. And so going forward, I mean, I think we have some lineups that I wasn't expecting that I like. And so that's what we gain from it, you know, what we need to work on, and then maybe who needs to be on the court.
Texas A&M Kingsville Friday night, A&M International Saturday at the Chicoine Center. The first four games for you, Coach, are right here at home. We'll be there live on Friday night for the broadcast. I can't wait to call the game and see your team in action. And with the success you had at home last year inside the RMAC, it was a really tough place for teams to come in and compete. You won a lot of games at home. It's got to be an encouraging start to be at home to start the year.
Yeah, we enjoy being at home, being in front of our fans. It's, you know, travel's hard.
Yeah.
It's a long ways from everywhere.
Yeah.
And so travel's hard. We love to be home.
What kind of things, I guess, since you brought up travel being tough, is there something you want to change or a different mindset or something you want to tell the team about, hey, maybe we should try to do this and it will give us more success on the road schedule, knowing the challenges that come with having to travel?
We just have to be ready to play. It doesn't matter where we are or when it is. It's 6 in the morning for a practice or it's 7 at night for a late game somewhere on the road. Like, we have to have that toughness and the desire to win.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it's going to come down to. And I think with this group that we have, I don't think we're going to have too many excuses just because there is that competition every day and there's going to be competition to get on the court and minutes in games. And so I think that might help us a lot.
RMAC women's basketball has been really competitive and some very good teams the last several years. Do you feel like it's a pretty strong conference again overall this year, just from kind of peeking in at what things look like?
I do. It's big. It's strong. It's competitive. You know, we had four teams in postseason play, and it's just it's hard to win. It doesn't matter if you're home or away, there's not a given game.
Right, and teams found that out a lot coming up to play us here last year, home or away. There's nothing on the schedule no matter where you go in this league, which makes it fun every night, and that any team can really get one on any given night. It's a lot of fun. What is the goal this year you have for the team, Coach? That RMAC tournament berth sitting out there, I know that's something that always is something you like to stretch for, try to make happen.
Yep, that is the goal. Make the tournament, make a playoff game first, and get to the tournament. That would be a goal. It's a 20-year stretch since Shatter State women have been there, and it's time.
No better time than the present, right?
That's right.
Finally, Coach, is there a game that you're most excited to play, or in general on the schedule when you look at things and look around the schedule, non-conference or in-conference, one that you look forward to most or another team you like to play the most for any particular reason or anything?
Not really. You know, I think the biggest thing that we have to do, and it goes back to us trying to get to that tournament and trying to have success, and that's one game at a time. Like, the game in front of us is the most important game. So Friday is the most important game this season, and after Friday's over, it's going to be Saturday.
Yeah.
And so one game at a time for us. It doesn't matter who we're playing. I don't think we care who it is. We just want to beat them.
Want to beat them in one game at a time. It's a great philosophy. Don't look too far down the road, and that one right in front of you is the most important one. Janet, so good to visit with you again. I always enjoy the season previews that you provide for our fans. Head coach Janet Raymer here on the Road Show tonight, the home opener Friday against Texas A&M Kingsville, and then a Saturday game. Games midweek next week as well. So come on out, support the team, and get that Chicoine Center rocking for the Lady Eagles this week. Coach, thanks once again. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. See you at the game.
You bet. Friday night. Can't wait for it. We'll take a break, come back, and finish up tonight's Roadshow live at the Ridge.